Here we go. Let's do this. Simon joins us now. Simon, always great to catch up with you. Hope you enjoyed some rock and roll music. Let's just start with this. There's a very interesting story out of Vanderbilt right now. Let's give people the cliff notes on what is going on with soccer player Sarah Fuller and Vanderbilt football.
Yeah, so at least what I have heard, and Vanderbilt Athletics, for the record, has not confirmed anything about her practicing, about her playing, about her kicking, nothing. There's not been confirmation on that end. I reached out to a spokesperson. I've not gotten any clarity on that situation. But from what I heard, Sarah Fuller did attend practice in full pads, and she did not kick yet, but I was told the goal, the potential situation here is we could see her kick, and that would be because, again, from what I'm hearing, unconfirmed, from Vanderbilt, that is, that there are specialists in quarantine at the moment, and I would have to assume that that includes kickers. And so Fuller went to practice and sort of went through the motions aside from actual practice, sort of walkthrough type things. And obviously this goes without saying that this would be a pretty behemoth move in, you know, not just Vanderbilt football, but really in college football. It would definitely shake things up a little bit. And I think it's really exciting and also totally unexpected.
She just won an SEC championship in soccer, Simon, as you reported. And I understand that the level of competition in college athletics is, you know, certainly in the SEC is tops. But I mean, how difficult would it be? And maybe you don't have the answer for this because it's a fairly unprecedented situation. Understanding that she's probably not going to get a lot of contact if she's kicking field goals, what's the liability end of this? Because I feel like creates all kinds of problems on that end.
Look, who knows? But we also don't know if she'll be out there for field goals or kickoffs or be out there at all, right? We don't know. I mean, what we do know is that she could kick a soccer ball really well. I mean, and I know that doesn't necessarily translate to football, but we have to understand that there's not really an alternative, at least it seems like there's not an alternative. And, you know, I would guess that someone who kicks goal kicks routinely down the field, the length of the soccer field, can probably kick it a little further than, say, a wide receiver turned kicker. I don't know for sure. Another thing I'll point out is that I don't know if you saw this, but against Tennessee in the SEC tournament, Fuller had a goal kick at one point that she, I'm not joking, kicked the length of the field and found Reagan Kelly for a volley on a goal. And so she got an assist on that play for like perfectly placing it all the way down the field to the attacker. And Again, football is not soccer. I understand that. But what I'll say is she's about as talented a soccer player as you get. And she just won an SEC championship. And this is sort of a move that would break plenty of barriers and would mean something more than just a win or a loss. You know, this would have a significant impact. So I'm certainly not opposed to it.
Simon Gibbs joining us from the Vanderbilt Hustler newspaper. There's a quote making the rounds from Derek Mason. Sarah's an option. She seems to be a pretty good option. That's Matt Zenitz, who I've seen put that out there. There's Adam Rittenberg of ESPN. So we'll see. She's an option. We're keeping all of our options open right now. So despite the fact of any type, like you said, hey, I haven't gotten anything, you know, there's been no official statement from the athletic department, but Derek Mason, Simon, has pretty much said they're looking at any kind of option right now. And I guess this is COVID and contact tracing related that's kind of put them in this predicament, right, of just trying to find an available person to go and kick in this game against Missouri.
That's correct. And you have to also understand that by nature of this COVID situation, our winter break was combined with our Thanksgiving break. So on Friday of last week, every student pretty much went home. If not Friday, then over the weekend. So it's not like there are many people on campus anyways.
Yeah, at this point. So her staying, you know, to take part in this football stuff would be a big part of the story. I guess that the next thing would be, because I doubt we get any type, I doubt we get an official statement on this. Maybe they would because it's such an historic thing. But Vanderbilt's going to have to pack up and go on Friday. So if we don't know anything by Friday, somebody would probably tell you, a fellow student, a student athlete, or someone that you know within the program, hey, man, we packed her a bag. She is with us on this trip.
We'll have to wait and see if I get that information. I obviously am not going to bend the rules and go behind the back of the sports information department. I'm not going to seek out this information behind their back. But similarly to the original people that came forward to me, if they, you know, if they come forward to me without me asking anything, then maybe I'll know before the game.
Journalistic ethics, Simon. I appreciate the nobility in it. We need more of it. It is also hugely disappointing to hear that you would not be willing to undermine the Vanderbilt Athletic Department in order to obtain the people the information that we desire.
We'll find out in due time.
Simon, we know you got a busy day. The Doors play at Missouri Saturday at 11 a.m. This has been such a crazy week for this team already, losing the Tennessee game and going back and making up the Missouri game. This has been a wild season with players leaving, going into the transfer portal. I guess Dimitri Moore is the latest. Here we are again with the chance at history with Sarah Fuller possibly suiting up and or playing for this team on Saturday. At Simon Gibbs 26. Vanderbilt Hustler, you can follow him and follow the Hustler for all the latest. Thanks for jumping on with us today, buddy. I know you're busy.
Of course. Thanks for having me.